Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyler and Molly with your 8am news. In local news, Tropical Cyclone Alfred has been downgraded to a Category 3 storm overnight, with the Bureau of Meteorology stating that it will likely stay offshore. Senior meteorologist Shane Kennedy states that the cyclone is expected to continue moving south until the weekend, with a brief turn towards the southwest on Saturday. Although it is unclear whether the storm will hit Queensland's southern coast, wind warnings have been issued from Townsville to Garree.
In Brisbane's worst, more foxes have been spotted scouring the streets. Dr. Greenfield, leader of the Biosecurity Wildlife and Invasive Species Team, says although foxes don't pose a threat to children and pets, that they are still a wild animal and should be avoided. Councillor Stephen Toomey and Dr. Greenfield, in the wake of the increased fox sightings, suggest Brisbane residents to report fox sightings, allowing for their capture and rehoming.
In national news, an ABC investigation has found that almost two-thirds of all major Australian sporting teams with Channel 7 are sponsored by gambling companies. Queensland has topped the list in the NRL with 8 of its 13 teams having at least one gambling sponsorship. Professor Samantha Thomas of Deakin University has expressed her concerns, stating that the advertisement of gambling build brand loyalty with children from a young age, making them thinking gambling is a natural part of engaging with sport.
New concerns of the LNP's plans to build 7 nuclear reactors across the country have arisen. The Australian Security Leaders Climate Group, consisting of former and current Australian defence leaders, warned that these reactors would become prime targets in a war setting. They make the perfect target due to their role in energy supply and the potential devastation they could cause if the nuclear contents were breached. Moreover, they make easy targets as each of the 7 reactors is set to be built within 100 kilometres of the coastline.
In international news, the Israeli military has made a statement claiming that they failed to protect Israeli citizens in the October 7th attacks in 2023. Their internal inquiry of the attacks from Palestinian nationalist group Hamas state how they failed to imagine such a scenario of the size and scale of the attacks, leading to a large-scale offensive. Negotiations surrounding a second phase into the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are yet to begin, with the current ceasefire expiring tomorrow.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers this morning. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 31 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.